This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks so much for keeping America rolling along. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. And by the way, the reason Gab has been down for you folks been trying to get on it, it got hacked. Yep, you heard me, hacked. And we're on Parler, at the Captain's America. And we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America, capitalize the word America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. All righty, joining us for hour number one, the professor of politics in California, IA. Here he is, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, before we get going here, Kyle, we've had a couple of things happen here. A drone was once again launched from Houthi territory towards the southern part of Saudi Arabia. Not sure what the target was, but the Saudis spotted it on radar and shot it down. Do you have any more on that?
Well, this is what we know at this hour, Captain, and this came out just a little while ago, so
yeah.
It's ongoing, and there may be more details that are going to be forthcoming here very, very soon. But this comes on the heels of the other attack just, 48 hours ago, 72 hours ago?
Yeah, 48, yep. Yeah,
exactly. So, again, the Iranian-backed Houthis group in Yemen, they're putting the pressure on Saudi Arabia, and it's, you know, this is exactly what the Iranians want to try to have happen, chaos, and with that, higher oil prices.
They are looking for oil at $100 a barrel. Now, right now, oil futures are at $74 a barrel. They had jumped up to $76. However, Brent crude starts out the day at $68.24 a barrel. West Texas crude at $65.05. You can be pretty well sure that the price of oil will go up again as a result of what we just told you about. But gasoline, the wholesale price of gasoline is $2.05 a gallon without any tax added to it, which is bad news for the consumers out there, because that means $3 a gallon gas is not very far away.
Well, that's exactly right. And even just in Southern California alone, Captain, over the last month and a half or so, it's jumped almost 47 cents a gallon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, let me do something here, because Joe Biden yesterday was participating in the promotion of two female generals to four-star generals from three stars. Both of them were lieutenant generals, one in the Air Force, one in the Army. And he really, really made a huge blunder. Listen to this, folks, and see if you can pick up what he did.
Thank you both, and I want to thank the
the former general. I keep calling him general, but the guy who runs that outfit over there. I want to make sure we thank the secretary for all he's done to try to implement what we just talked about.
Now, Joe Biden didn't know the name of his secretary of defense, who is the former commander of CENTCOM, former four-star general, General Lloyd Austin. And I'm telling you, that tells me all I need to know, again, about the mental state of Joe Biden. It is deteriorating right in front of our eyes rapidly. The man either has advanced dementia, or he's had a stroke, or both. And you can tell it just by looking at his eyes.
Well, Captain, yes, what concerns me, too, is that in that clip, if people see the video of this, which is out there, you can find it. President Biden just stares straight ahead the entire time. He's even sort of searching for, who am I trying to name here, basically.
And why is he standing there straight ahead? What's he looking at?
Well, he's looking at a huge television set.
That's right. A teleprompter, which is just words popping up at you, but a huge television set.
Right. It's almost as if he's sort of maybe waiting for that to come up. But basically, you know, he's not moving around and sort of looking around, maybe, you know, and talking extemporaneously in any way. It's, even if you're trying to search for the name of somebody that is just on the tip of your tongue, he just sort of stands there staring straight ahead. And that is of great concern to me.
And I believe, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again, he will not last a full four-year term because he's dwindling away right in front of us. And it's obvious that Kamala, who's doing some of the presidential duties by getting on the telephone and talking to the world leaders, that's what a president does, not a vice president. It's obvious that she's being groomed, and it's just a matter of time before she will be installed as the president. Joe Biden will be taken out either by the 25th Amendment, or he'll say, I can no longer continue because of a deteriorating whatever. Because if you notice when his wife is around and she's standing there, that she's got her eyes glued to him, watching his every move?
Well, you're right. And I think, Captain, generally speaking, we really need to know what is going on.
Well, there's no doubt in my mind, and no doubt in my mind at all, that he's either had dementia or is suffering with dementia, or he's had a stroke, or both. We'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, hanging in there on my telephone. We appreciate him doing that, and that's Kyle Warren, of course. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor, which is part of my integrated health plan. I take it twice a day, every day. I take it when I get up around noontime or usually around that time, and then I take it again around midnight, and it's because of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, and it also goes right straight to the source of the pain you're having to lower or eliminate the pain, and it works for me. It's 100% drug-free. It supports a healthy lifestyle as well as the healing process to help you get out of the problem you got going on. By the way, my friend George the other day took two of them when he was over there because he was having some arthritis problems, and his pain was gone in 30 minutes. So there you go. I gave him one packet to take then and another one to take with him. So you can try the three-week quick start. It only costs $19.95. And you can do that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Truck on over there, sign up for the three-week quick start, and you'll find out what the rest of us, tens of thousands of us, already know, and that is this product works, it's reasonable, affordable, and it'll get you out of pain. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, before we go to the caller, I want to mention this. Amidst all the sexual accusations and nothing about all the people that died in the nursing homes, New York Governor Cuomo now has got impeachment charges being brought against him in the state legislature. And the quote by the Republican leader who introduced the charges was, "The time has come."
Yes, exactly right. Yeah, these are the Republicans there in the New York legislature, but of course also, Captain, there are top Democrats in the state. This is really beginning to hit a critical mass for the governor, who did a some kind of appearance, I think, at the Javits Center earlier yesterday, but didn't have any reporters there, didn't take any questions. That's also a telltale sign that he's really starting to try to go to ground on this.
Yeah, and he's in big trouble, but again, we haven't even, and by the way, the prosecutors also were announced yesterday, the investigative prosecutors, who are very experienced in dealing with stuff like this, one of them named June H. Kim, the former acting U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, and the other one, Ann L. Clark, an employment discrimination attorney, as the lead attorneys for the New York Governor Cuomo's criminal investigation. These people are very good at what they do, and you can bet if there's something to be found under the rock, they're going to find it.
Well, exactly right. So, again, the more and more that we watch, literally day by day, there seems to be these major developments
yep.
in what's happening.
Yep. Now, notice we've done all this and we haven't talked about the border, but here we go. We're going to go to the caller, and it's Mike in Clearwater. Good morning, Mr. Mike.
Good morning, Captain. How you doing, Kyle? You know, Kyle, we are on the eve of this trial for the police officer, Derek Chauvin, and one thing that I know that prosecutors are notorious for doing is overcharging cases. So they'll go and they'll try to stick something that may or may not have anything to do with the case up on the wall to see if it'll stick and they can get a conviction. My concern is that I've read that Mr. Floyd, well, first of all, let me preface by saying this. What happened to him was awful. The cop should not have done that, and I really think that that was an awful thing. But if the gentleman died as a result of having a heart attack or, you know, some other reason with the drugs or whatever that he had in his system, I'm afraid that the jury's going to say, well, maybe he's not guilty of this, that, and the other. And then now you're going to have rioting, and everything is going to go to straight hell in a handbasket, as they say. So what do you think, Kyle? You think they're going to overcharge this? And then, you know, it's like everybody's walking on pins and needles to see what the outcome of this is. But it really concerns me, and I'd like your comments.
All right,
thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike. Okay, let me put it to him this way first before you start, Kyle. It is traditional for more charges to be charged against someone trying to get the initial charge you're trying to get, which in this case is either going to be murder 2 or manslaughter 1. That's where they're headed, even though they're trying to add another charge to it. But go ahead, Kyle.
No, you're absolutely right about that, Captain. And but what Mike is talking about is really for real. The idea of pins and needles, and the idea that almost really no matter what happens here, if it's not what the people are expecting, you could see a major reaction. Yes, I think in the trial, the evidence of the autopsy, drugs in the system of Mr. Floyd and so forth could come into play. The question is going to be, did the police officer's actions, did they hasten any death or anything like that? So all these things are going to have to be decided by a jury, but unfortunately what happens in a courtroom typically is not how the public may perceive things, and you could have some explosive results from this.
Okay.
So I'm hoping that that it doesn't happen.
Well, from an EMT paramedic standpoint, the answer is yes, it did hasten, because they were trying to render him unconscious because he had already gone ballistic earlier. All right, back to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
You're cloaked this morning.
Hey, roger that, sir. Hey, real quick, right off top of the bat, I'm not going to talk about COVID or anything like that. You got the President of the United States of America who does not remember or seem to have the cognitive ability to recall at a moment's notice the name of his Secretary of Defense while promoting
right.
two active duty service members to the rank of 4 stars.
That's right.
Which is a hugely powerful. You can't, the only way you can go higher than that is an allied commander at 5 stars. Okay, those ladies, you know, God bless them or whatever, but here's what I'm getting at.
Yep.
the United States of America is in a very precarious position regarding its national security, forward presence, forward projection, stability at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel, this is my opinion right now, I feel that his attending physician and his wife are culpable in
a cover-up.
Mirage.
Yeah.
A cover-up,
yep,
of what's going on now.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfortunate that he was installed as the president, and yes,
right,
I said that.
But
it's
we knew this, Eric. We knew this ahead of time. You and I were talking about this months ago, that there's something,
yes,
not right here, and we kept saying
that.
It, and now we're seeing it.
Well, to that end, anyone who's worked in paramedical medicine,
yep,
any sort of healthcare first-line provider medicine,
yep,
knows that we've all encountered those patients that have their physical faculties limited or,
yep,
retarded to one extent, but are sharp as a tack, and they could, you know, do calculus, physics,
yep,
whatever, at a moment's notice. But what we're witnessing now is the mental cognitive demise of the President,
yep,
of the United States, regardless of his toe tapping,
mm-hmm,
and shuffling, his cranial nerve exams, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I could, you know.
Let me ask you a question, one paramedic to another, although you were a medic in the military. When you got somebody playing video games, what does that tell you?
I could tell you a multitude of things, but here's the thing.
That's therapy.
That could be a form of motor skill, motor neuron
That's
therapy,
right,
in order to keep the actual,
yep,
physical motor skills up.
Yep.
And it also, but you've noticed, and I've noticed, and others have noticed, his actual slurring of his words. You listen,
correct,
close your eyes and listen to the way he speaks.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking at the sides of his tongue, not,
mm-hmm,
the tip of his tongue.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some sort of diminished capacity going on there physically.
Yep.
That's my opinion.
Yep.
Okay, I was going to preface that. But we're in dangerous time. We're in dangerous,
yep,
territory when the commander in chief,
mm-hmm,
has diminished cognitive ability. And again, I'll restate it. His attending physician,
mm-hmm,
and his wife are culpable in this. And that's, I
yep,
appreciate you letting me.
You are absolutely 100% correct. I agree with you, and thanks so much for the call.
Roger that, sir. Semper Fi.
All right, Semper Fi to you, and best of luck to your boys. Okay, Kyle, what he's saying is true.
Well, exactly. In other words, it's obvious to see, and you don't have to be a doctor to know that something is wrong, but also this has major national security implications, Captain.
Yeah, the Russians are watching this, China's watching this, North Korea's watching this, Iran's watching this. They're going, hey, wait a minute, we got somebody who doesn't have his act quite all together at the top of the ladder. We can do whatever we want to do.
Well, that's right. I think Eric mentioned the phrase, you know, at a moment's notice.
That's right.
And at a moment's notice defines the presidency,
mm-hmm,
in so many respects.
And the other thing is God forbid, if we had an emergency situation and he had to respond immediately and jump out there in the middle of the night, there's no telling whether or not he would collapse right in front of the television cameras. Because the more pressure you put on somebody with those type of symptoms I told you about, the greater the chances of them just going poof, gone.
All right,
hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. A final vote on the $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan could come as soon as Tuesday, with the measure expected to be sent to President Biden's desk. He says he plans on signing it as soon as he receives it, but some disagree that it's the solution to the problems brought by the pandemic. Senator Tim Scott calls the bill a progressive payment plan. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that the bill provides states that don't need it with a bailout.
California, that is predicted to have a $19 billion surplus, gets $40 billion out of the fund of $350 billion set aside for states who need help. If you don't need help, you shouldn't get it. And why is the taxpayer, or why are all taxpayers, funding and subsidizing blue states that have surpluses?
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, hanging in there on my telephone, Kyle Warren. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Remember, Geico, GEICO.com, Geico, GEICO.com. All you got to do is go over there to their website, and they'll ask you for your zip code or what they can do to help you, and you can either get the name of your local insurance agent, your Geico agent, or you can get everything done right there on the website. And believe me when I tell you, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years and are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office or the website can help you find coverage for just about anything you own. They offer coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They can do all that too. And they can help you with your homeowners and renters insurance too through the Geico Insurance Agency or the Geico website. So, truck on over to Geico, GEICO.com, and it all starts there. And you'll find out what I found out, and that is they'll save you a bunch of money. All righty, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
The border is a mess.
That is very true. Yes, it really, really is.
Where do you even start?
Well, it's really hard to know where, because obviously we now are seeing thousands upon thousands of people who are wanting to come across the border. They have to be processed, basically. We're seeing, of course, the reversal of almost, I think, if not all of the Trump era regulations and orders. You've got people who at one time were staying in Mexico to have their asylum or their request processed here in the United States, but now evidently they'll be allowed to come in, who knows if we're going to see a lot of these processed legitimately.
Well, that was all rolled back by Joe Biden. That was the stay in Mexico deal that Donald Trump had, and they were be given an opportunity to be processed over there, and then when things worked out, they were going to take them in case by case. Now, that being said, the Mexican drug cartels have adjusted to all the restrictions imposed by the global pandemic next year. They are now smuggling not only huge amounts of narcotics into the U.S., but they remain the greatest criminal drug threat and child marketing threat in the world.
Well, that's right. What they did, Captain, is they evolved with the circumstances.
Yep.
And what we need to do is we need to counter-evolve, you know, in order to make sure that we continue to stop them. And the Biden administration evidently just doesn't get this. They don't understand it, or they don't care, or what. But obviously, just because you had a pandemic doesn't mean that the criminals stopped doing criminal things.
That's true. And there are people out there, I'm sure, that are getting their palms greased for doing certain things and for rolling back certain pieces of legislation, because that's the way big-time politics works, always has, always will. And whether you like to hear that sort of thing or not, I'm sorry, but I'm telling you something that anybody at all, from the littlest town level to the biggest state or federal level, knows what I'm talking about.
Well, sure, and it goes to just the idea of common sense. Common sense tells us if you do this, you're going to get that result, and if you don't do this, you're going to get this kind of result. And so, again, it's very, very obvious, and that's why it's so unconscionable why these politicians do what they do.
Now, I want you to listen to something here, because in lieu of the oil fields and shale and this, that, and the other, Mexico, our neighbor to the south, and this has got a lot of the greenies up here upset. Listen to this little 22-second clip.
The bill puts renewable and private plants at the back of the line for purchasing power. The legislation has drawn complaints from private business groups and U.S. investors. Some warn it could violate the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Free Trade Pact. The Senate must still vote on some objections, but President Andres Manuel López Obrador appeared to have the votes to push the bill through.
Now, this bill they're talking about was in Mexico's Senate, and it was passed. It's an electrical energy bill that favors government-owned generating plants running largely on fossil fuel. The greenies are going nuts over that one, and that's Mexico.
Very interesting, yes. Yes, exactly. Where's the criticism for this? Yeah.
Well, you haven't heard a word, have you?
Nope.
But yet, if that was us, we'd be, but very quietly, they're doing a little thing. So anyway, with all of this we've got going on, and then we've got the people that are along the border where we have found out that upwards to 25% in one area were all COVID positive. Now what do we do, Kyle?
Well, again, you know, it's again, common sense. If COVID is a thing and we're trying to stop it from spreading, how in the heck are we having people come into this country that have this, or they're infected with this disease, and then they go, we don't know where they go. You know, this is a big
problem. We don't know where they go.
Exactly. Exactly right. And so what we, you know, it seems so ridiculous that this is even, that the government, U.S. government, mm-hmm. is creating this problem.
Now, we know there are people across the border from various countries around the world, correct?
Right.
And yesterday, again, the Biden administration granted temporary protected status to Venezuelans who had fled their country's terminal, which had been located in Mexico, and are going to bring them right into the U.S. real quick.
Well, exactly. It's almost like Biden just can't say no, you know, to any of this stuff at all.
Again, it's not Biden. It's the people that are working with him that are telling him what to do.
Well, it certainly would seem that way, because this seems to be, you know, completely on purpose. to literally open a floodgate. And again, Americans aren't anti-immigration, but they are wanting to make sure that as immigration occurs, it occurs in an orderly fashion, that you're not getting people who are sick coming into the country, if we can help it, all these things. But you're right. Somebody else is calling the shots on this.
Now, who is fundamentally trying to transform America?
Well, ultimately, that was Barack Obama's favorite phrase.
And Barack Obama's not in the middle of all this with a little Valerie Jarrett and Susan. Oh, by the way, the trip down to Mexico was also made by Susan Rice. Wasn't that kind of interesting?
Well, certainly, certainly. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of the Obama 2.0 kind of a thing going on here. Yeah.
I mean, who do you think Susan Rice reported back to?
Well, perhaps Valerie Jarrett.
That's right, yep. Valerie Jarrett. Mm-hmm. Yep, yep, yep. This is, and by the way, somebody said this to me last week. I think it was Jeff. We're watching the Jarrett administration because she's the one that ran the administration for Barack Obama.
Well, right. Again, yeah, it's the hallmarks are all there. And now it's back on steroids kind of a thing.
Yeah, and Eric has made a little statement there. He says, we like immigrants, not Paul Walters.
Right. Well. Again, that's right. Americans aren't anti-immigration. But you see, if you even talk about immigration or issues with immigration, well, then you're jumped on.
Oh, you're a racist.
Exactly. Exactly. But again, it's a lie that the American people are anti-immigration.
I want to know who's coming into this country, because I don't want the people coming in from countries that are on the terrorist watch list. Because right away, you know, you got a problem.
Well, right. But again, it's made into a Muslim ban or this kind of thing.
Oh, well, get a life. To that, I say get a life. And if you do, you know, people are going to have to wake up. They're going to have to wake up and realize what's going on in front of them. First of all, you've got a president that you elected. I didn't vote for the guy. You didn't vote for the guy. You've got a president that was elected by somebody, whether the oh, and that's something else we need to talk about, too, here towards the end of the segment. But a president that was elected by people, they say it was 80 million. Well, I don't believe that. I think the numbers were jibed all out of whack. But he is deteriorating right in front of your eyes.
Well, exactly. Yeah, just like we've been talking about. And unfortunately, Captain, it's almost, I guess it would become verboten for the mainstream media to really dig into this. I mean, because I'll tell you this, if President Trump acted one-tenth the way that Joe Biden acts, they would have doctors and analysts and people trying to come up with a diagnosis on a daily basis, and you would hear the term 25th Amendment until you were sick of it.
Well, before we go to break, the CDC yesterday issued some new guidance for people who have been vaccinated against COVID and had all the double series of vaccination shots, or the one long individual set. But basically, you can go ahead and walk around without a mask and go indoors and be with people that don't have masks, as long as they've been vaccinated too, and they're saying, have at it, go ahead.
They are saying that, and in most cases, you'd be with other people who were actually vaccinated, but even so, they're still recommending a 6-foot distance.
Can I tell you a little secret?
Mm-hmm.
It's going on right now with people that haven't been vaccinated. There's no problem.
Oh, I know. Yeah, that's what happens. Yep.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we're going to do the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go nowhere. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. And she's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. We appreciate you standing the wall for all the rest of us. And, oh, by the way, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our good friends at the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Pull on in there. Tell them you were listening to me, the captain, on the Captain's America Third Watch, and I told you to pull in there, grab yourself a free cup of coffee, because all you got to do is walk in there and say, hey, man, I was listening to the Captain's America Third Watch on the radio, and he told me all about you and the Pilot and Flying J, and he said, I'd get me a free cup of coffee if I came in here. And they said, yep. There's the cup, and away you go. Now, become a member of the Drivers Club, and you'll find out what they can really do for you. All right, in the meantime, we're going to have a little something different tonight. This is a new version of an older song, but it's by a group that I have been paying attention to for a while. They're right here in the local area, and this is something they did, and here we go.
Okay. Now this one goes out to all my folks.
It's our choice.
My choice.
My truck, 33 swappers, they getting stuff. My truck, my truck. I cruise around town like I don't give a fuck. My truck is the only truck. Fire engine red and all jacked up. With my truck, it's a small town throwdown. So much horsepower, it will win the triple crown. My truck, make the panties drop. 12-inch kisses, make the booty pop. My truck, like honey to the bees. It's all American, nothing Chinese. Ooh, it's a way of life. Damn, it feels just right. My truck, my truck. 33 swappers ain't getting stuck. Ooh, it's a four-wheel drive. Your city, Sam, goes right. My truck, my truck. Small town America, raise your hands.
That's called My Truck. You probably figured that out already. It's done by the Redneck Social Club. And they sent that one to me and said, hey, y'all can play this on your radio show if you'd like to. And we did. And Kyle, what do you think of that one?
Well, I love it. It's great.
That had you going on, didn't it?
Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah, My Truck. All tagged up. Well, anyway, I'm not going to do that. But it was a neat song. I liked it. And when I heard it, I said, yep, we're going to play that tonight. Okay, here we go. I'm going to read the statement, and then Kyle's going to take it away. A Pacific storm could bring areas of heavy snow and gusty winds from Wyoming into Minnesota today, tonight, and tomorrow, Wednesday. And ahead of this, temperatures in the central and northern plains will threaten a couple of dozen or more high temperature records across the area. Now, dry and gusty winds are supporting critical fire condition for portions of the southern high plains and southern Rockies Tuesday through Thursday. And we got a lot of flooding going on right now in the middle part of the United States, in Missouri and Illinois, right along the river. Kyle, take it away.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you're right. In Wyoming tonight, we're tracking the winter storm watch. This is going to be along I-25 and near Casper. It's covering into middle parts of Wyoming as well, and does go on over a little bit into South Dakota tonight. So be watchful of that. Also, high wind warning down near Elk Mountain along I-80 as well. Now, also, you mentioned about the Pacific storm and so forth, I believe,
yep.
But we are going to see some pretty good rainfall in Northern California, also in Southern California as we head into Wednesday, overnight Tuesday over and into Wednesday through about Thursday or Friday. Now, what's going to happen here, Captain, is we're going to see that storm move on over. It's going to continue to form in the southwest states. Then it's going to start heading eastward. We've got a lower jet stream right now. It's gone even south of the border as it winds its way across the United States, and this brings a lot of cold temperatures. Also, our friends in Denver could be in for one or more feet of snow here in the next few days. It's going to be a little. It's going to be nice, but then suddenly, as you get to the weekend, and this storm does what we think it's going to do, it's going to douse Denver in a lot of snow. So be careful there. But right now, in southern Colorado, we've got a fire weather warning coming down the I-25 corridor. This extends down into New Mexico through Albuquerque, Santa Fe, of course, and all the way down to the Mexican border. Where we also have a wind advisory. Also, wind advisory across most of the state of Arizona tonight. This going across I-40, which is, of course, historic Route 66, I believe. And you're going to go all the way through Flagstaff and on over towards Las Vegas. Wind advisory extends into the Mojave Desert in the Southern California. Then also, we've got that winter storm warning, as I mentioned earlier, bringing maybe 1, maybe 2 inches of rain in some areas in Southern California as we get through Tuesday and Wednesday. Winter storm warning up through as you travel up towards Northern California, this little bit west of Reno, so be careful there. And then in the state of Montana tonight, Captain, winter weather advisory encompassing Helena, also Great Falls and Butte.
Well, southwestern Kansas, you got a fire watch there down through Amarillo, down in the panhandle of Oklahoma, on down towards Lubbock in Texas, and be advised of that one. That's where the dry weather is at the moment, but it won't be for long once that storm comes sailing across there from the west. In the meantime, all that ice we've been telling you about that's been blocking the rivers and causing the flooding and whatnot, well, suddenly all the water seems to have caught up around middle America, right around the central part of Illinois. That's around Springfield, over to the river, and then over in the eastern part of Missouri, on down towards just north of St. Louis. And this is traditional. It happens every year this time of the year in that same area. They got all that low land around the river, and right about now it's all starting to go underwater, so all that prime farmland is going to be flooded again, but hopefully it won't be too long of an adventure. Now, over on the East Coast, over here in South Carolina and Georgia, we told you about the big freeze last night. Well, guess what? It's there again. We got one more night of really cold temperatures down here where I'm at. It's going to be around 50 degrees or thereabouts, colder temperatures to the north and North Florida. Valdosta, you're going to get yourself a big old frost tonight. And that also goes up into towards Savannah, but Savannah north up towards Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. You've got a hard freeze warning there tonight, so be advised of that. And, of course, we do have some wind whipping around up there around the Cape Cod in Massachusetts. For some reason, the wind's wanting to stay there. It's been there roughly all week long. And then we do have a little bit of weather along the East Coast from about Daytona Beach south to what looks like Lake Okeechobee, and there's some scattered rain over that away that may in fact be working its way inland into Florida. If you're traveling along I-95, you might have a few showers over there. Windy conditions on down towards the Keys if you're going down that away. And if you're going down that away, take a fishing pole with you, right, Kyle?
Exactly right.
Yep, troll across the bridges. But anyway, the pilot in Flying J always brings you the Trucker's Highway and Byway Report. And remember, go in there and tell them the captain sent you. You were listening to my show, the Captain's America Third Watch, and I told you to get yourself a free cup of coffee. But the best thing you can do, folks, is to join the Drivers Club. And if you're an RVer, join the RV Club, because you'll be able to take advantage of the points you'll get for buying the fuel you buy, for buying the food in the restaurant, for buying the supplies you need in the trucker store. And, oh, by the way, you can use that on down the line to save you some money on some of the things that they have. And they've also got a catalog. You can use it for the Drivers Club to get yourself some really nice stuff. Maybe, you know, Christmas time, birthday time, and all that stuff. You accumulate a bunch of points, it doesn't cost you anything, right?
That's exactly right, Captain. And, of course, the app that they have, Pilot and Flying J app, is easy to download, easy to use. You can use that for your reward points and so forth. And you mentioned RVers, Captain. Well, they have a whole host of amenities for RVers at various Pilot and Flying J.
By the way, Eric knows who this group is. All right, hold on, Kyle. Eric knows who the group is that I just played. He said in the spring of 2019 they played at his church. Phenomenal, no kidding. They're from Tampa, Florida. I know they are. That's why I played them. Alrighty. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch right after the top of the hour news.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.